Okay, today's daf is Erevin, daf Yerushalmi, daf Memvav. As we continue in Perek Hador, which is all about Erev Chatzeros. We spoke about Erev Tchumen for a couple of prakim, and now we're in Erev Chatzeros and the different rules and regulations of making a Erev together. And we also overlap with Shituf Mavos, and that's going to come up today. Remember, Erev Chatzeros is when houses go into yards, and the yards are going to make themselves one group, and the yards going into the Mavuis, and the Mavui making them into one group. Erev Chatzeros, usually one uses bread, as we'll see, and the Shituf Mavos, one could use wine, or oil, or other items of ochel, as we will see. So says the Mishnah here on Mem Hayim Abayis, right after we quoted, and we didn't have time to go into it, we quoted the concept of Darkei Shalom, keeping the Erevin always the same person's house, and also the concept of Holvis Avin B'Mitzvah Chada, that if you do use have a chefza to use for one mitzvah, then you can use it for another mitzvah. There are many examples of that. As we touched on the end of last year. So now we're on Mem Hayim Abayis, the Mishnah. Chamesh Chatzeros, Psucho Zulazu, Psucho Zlamavui. One has 5 yards that are all open to each other, and they are all also open to the Mavui. Right? They have doors into each Chatzer, but they each also are open to the Mavui. Irvu b'chatzeros, v'lo nishtatfu b'mavui. We've had this machlokas, or this issue coming up before. What happens if they each made an Erev within each chatzer, and even with each other, right? They did everything they need to do for Erev Chatzeros for each chatzer. Let's say there's 5 chatzeros, so each chatzer made their own Erev Chatzeros within each chatzer, but they also made an Erev Chatzeros connecting with each other, but they didn't do a shituf mavos, right? They didn't do the shituf to connect themselves in the alleyway. So then the Mishnah says, Mutar b'chatzeros v'aser b'mavui, then there are mutar in all the chatzeros, each one by itself, but they are usser in the mavui. Why? Because, as we've learned, and the Mefarshim explained, this sheet of the Mishnah is following the sheet of Rabbi Meir, as we'll have, or Meir holds, that Erev Chatzeros does not cover you for the sheet of Mavos. You need to do both. You need to do both. Even though you might say, you know, let's say you did a sheet of Mavos, that should cover. That's more inclusive, right? That connects all the yards in the alleyways. So why should you have to do a separate Erev Chatzeros? But Rav Meir holds you gotta do, both. You can't just do an Erev. You can't just do a Shituf. You gotta do both. That's the, Mishnah. You see the last line of the Karbana Eda. Ein somchen al Erev b'makom Shituf. Right? You're not somech on an Erev where there is potential to do a Shituf. Continue. Vim nishtatfu b'mavui. But if you did, the Karbana Eda adds in the word nami. Meaning you did both. Right, you did a shita mavos and erev chatzeros. That's what he's supposed to do. Mutar v'kan. So then it is mutar within the chatzeros, and it's mutar carrying from the chatzer to the mavui, etc. Erev b'chatzeros v'shatzvah b'mavui. What if you did that? You made an erev chatzeros and a shita mavos and shachachachan b'bnei chatzev lo erev. But one person from the chatzer did not take part in the erev. Everybody took part in the shita mavos, and you did it on behalf, but they didn't take part. One person didn't take part in the Erev Chatzeros, Mutarn Kanvakan. It's still Mutar. Still Mutar. Because as we'll see, the reason Rabbi Meir holds that even if you do a Shita Mavos, you still have to do an Erev Chatzeros because you don't want people to forget about the concept of Erev Chatzeros. Right? If you just do a Shita, people might think that, forget over time that there's a concept of Chatzeros, only Mavos, and it can lead to problems. So here, where they made an Erev Chatzeros, there's a Shituf, there's Erev Chatzeros. One guy forgot to take part in the Erev Chatzeros. So that, we're not worried there about the first Shalotish Kakech Toras Erev in that case, and that's why it would be Mutter. I see the El Karban Eida on the first, narrow line. V'hacha derov b'nei achatzer irvu. Ela sheshachach echad mehem melo irev lo mishtakech Toras Erev. It's not going to be forgotten, and therefore we don't have to be gozer in that case. Good. Remember, and this whole concept, the whole world that we're talking about now, is Durabanan. Is Durabanan. Right? And the all of Erev Chatzeros, Shita Mavos, right? You're surrounded by 4 walls, right? And it's not, and even if it would be, as big as a Beisah, but it's Mishus Yachad Araisa, L'chala Deus, right? But it's all Durabanan, but still, so the Durabanan are able to be flexible here. We're in the middle of the line. Let's just finish the line. Return to Khan Vakan. I'm sorry, the opposite. But if the opposite was true, then we would not say it is all-inclusive, meaning if somebody from the Mavui, the Shituf was not complete, so then you cannot say that it's okay. Because if one of the Shituf is if one of the people from the Mavui, so there's a place that's Ne'asar in the Mavui, so therefore the Mavui is still going to be Asar, even though each of the Chatzeres are going to be Mutter, Sh'amavui l'Chatzeres k'Chatzer l'Batim. As we've quoted before, the Mavui, an alleyway to Chatzeros, is like a yard to Batim, and we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem in the Gemara, what's the minimum number, as we've had that Gemara as well. Remember the Ara, I was just going to finish before, this is all we've been talking about, maybe the whole Masechta almost, not everything, but a large portion of the Masechta is about Dinan Durabanan. Somebody once asked Rav Soloveitchik, after he gave a shiur, he used to give a shiur once a week at night in Manhattan, and they, for many years, they discussed Masechas Brachas, and then they did Masechas Megillah, or the opposite order, I don't know, before my time. Somebody once asked him, oh, we've been learning Brachas and Megillah for years and years, maybe more than a decade. It's all about Mrs. Durabanan. Basically all the Brachas. Okay, you have Kriyashma. Almost everything else in Masechas Brachas are Dinan Durabanan, and Masechas Megillah, and Alad, Masechas Erevin, right? A lot of Erevin, it's all Durabanan. So are we being Mevatel Torah Daraisa? So we're talking about Dinan Durabanan. So on a Torah level, we're talking about nothing. And Mi Durabanan? And of course not. Of course not. What's the answer? He explained, based on, I don't remember if it was based on what his grandfather has quoted in his uncle Sefer, right? Rav Chaim was quoted in the Brisker Rav on Hilchas Brachas, where he says there's a difference between the chiyuv of mitzvah, the chovas gavra of my fulfilling something might be durabanan, right? Why I have to do durabanan, but discussing and learning that Torah is a chefsa shel Torah daraisa, right? It's still part of the corpus of Torah that, and Torah expands. You have Torah Shebichsav and all of Torah Shebal Peh. This is part of Torah Shebal Peh. Remember, the Rambam has five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Rambam, number one, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Number two, Dvarim HaMekubalim B'Pi Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, those two close categories. Number three, everything we learned out from Drushos. Right, that's the largest category of Torah Shebal Peh. It's almost every Daf and Shas, category three. And then four and five are Takanos and Gzeros. That's part of Torah Shebal Peh. Didim Drabanan, but that's all part of the Chefsa Shel Torah Daraisa. So even though the Chovas Gavra of all that we're talking about here with Erev Chateres and Shita Bavos is Drabanan, but the Chefsa Shel Torah obviously is Daraisa, and we are bringing Mekayim Tamatar Daraisa L'choladeus. Okay, good. And there's a lot more. That also Shitas that we don't Paskin like. Also, there's no Chovas Gavra at all, but it's still part of the Chefsa Shel Torah Daraisa. We continue. Chamesh chatzeres psucha zulazu v'chulu asur b'mavui. Shachatz mavui l'chatzeros k'chatzer l'batim. So we continue. The Gemara is bothered why the Mishnah says psuchos zulazu. Right, the first line of the Mishnah said you have five chatzeres that are open to each other and open to the mavui. So the Gemara is medayik. If they wouldn't be open to the mavui and to each other, then you might run into another problem. Because this is the configuration, that's why the halacha is as such. But if they did not have their own exit to the alleyway, the only way out to the alleyway was through each chatzer. One chatzer goes to another chatzer, so there are inner ones and outer ones. So therefore the inner one has to go through the outer one to get to the mavui, then afilu irvu asuros. Then even if they each made their own eruv, there would be a problem here. Why? Amar Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Akiva hi. Rabbi Akiva Amar Drisas Regel Oseres. As we will have later on, there's a concept of Drisas Regel. If there is rite of passage that I have through your Rishus, then I aser your Rishus, unless we made some type of agreement and unification, like an Erith. But so that's what the Mishnah, the Gemara's Bedayif in the Mishnah, that only because if each one of them made their own Erev, that would be okay, as long as each one of them has their own exit to the Mavui. But if they don't have their own exit to the Mavui, each one has to go through the other one, then they have to make sure to make an Erev with each other. Because if you don't have that, then the Drisas HaRegel, the rite of passage, that I could walk through and I have to walk through your Rishus to get to the outside, that would Aser. Good. Now we get to the main din, like the first half of the Mishnah was saying. So if you made an Erev Chatzeres, but you didn't make a Shita Mavos, or the opposite, so then it's no good. Masisa, Derbi Meir, Omar, Al Yedei Erev, Al Yedei Shituf. The Meir says, you gotta do both. You gotta do Erev and Shituf, in order, as we said, Shlo Tishtakach. And then we have the Lashon. We had a Diak earlier that maybe the Halacha is like Derbi Meir. but that we said Nagu Akok Rabbi Meir. The Minag is like Rabbi Meir. And what was Nagu? We explained earlier. Nagu means that if somebody goes asks a question, what the halacha is, we will not say like Rabbi Meir. We would say Maker Adin, you do not need both. The Minag Olam must have been like Rabbi Meir. Minag Olam must have been like Rabbi Meir. Usually that comes up by a in one direction of Chumra and Kula. Here, the Minag is L'Chumra. Usually it's L'Kula. But here, the Minag is L'Chumra. Maker Adin, you don't mean both, and the Minag is L'Chumra. So we mentioned, I think, a few weeks ago, when this came up. So why, what's the downside? What's the downside of the Nagu Ha'olam? The answer is, maybe it's their Bracha Levatala. Are they making a Bracha where it's unneeded to have Shituf and Erev? So if you do that, so then it could be an extra Bracha. We say one of the days, might be, other problems as well. So Nagu Ha'kol, Kirby Meir. The, Rishonim, the Ritva, Andaf Ayin Aleph, and other Rishonim all deal with the Lamaisa, what exactly, we hold in terms of Rabbi Meir and other Tanam. Miyu Be'ikar Dina Nirin Dvarav, the Kiva, the time of Rabbi Meir, I'm reading from the Ritva. Kadesh Lo Tishtakek Torah's Erev Benatinokos, since the reason for Rabbi Meir is that the concept of Erev is not forgotten, to call She'erev B'chatzeros, call Achaz La'atzman, Leka Lamechas L'shichat Torah's Erev, the Chatzeros Zuim Zu, if at least they have their own Erev, they're not going to come to forget Erev. The Somchen Al Shituf B'makam Erev, the Ritva says maybe we'll pass like Rabbi Meir sometimes, but not in all cases. It's a long piece here. But the Rishonim discuss what exactly is the halacha. Again, we just do nowadays communities just do one big Erev Chatzeros. There are different structures of our homes. We don't have homes going into yards, going into alleyways. We just have homes going into the street or going into, Rishus Harabims, not Rishus Harabim Daraisis. So there's just different, mitzius. You have to figure out exactly how to apply the psakim of the Rishonim to our mitzius. Okay, but the Gemara says the Minag Olam is like Rabbi Meir to do both. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yochanan, as we had earlier, Af Megillas Esther and Nagu Akol Rabbi Meir. Also regarding Megillas Esther, the Nagu Akol Rabbi Meir. Which Megillas Esther? So that was a Machlokas Tanoim in Maseches Megillah. How much of the Megillah do you have to hear to be Yotzei? And Rabbi Meir holds the whole thing. This is the whole thing. You have to hear the whole thing in order to be Yotzei, and that's the Minag, right? We try not to miss any word in Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther, not learning Maseches Megillah yet, but Megillas Esther itself is a fascinating concept. Rav Zsolti in the Mishnas Yavetz puts a lot of these sources together in Siman Ayin Ches. Megillas Esther was the last sefer to get into Tanakh. As we know, the Gemara says that Esther asked Kavuni Ladoros, put me in, and there was a question whether it was going to get in or not, but it did get in. But there are differences in halacha between Megillas Esther and other Kisvei HaKodesh. Are you allowed to write anything else in the Megillah, right? The many Megillos have crowns on the top. The Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that you're allowed to put nekudos in the Megillah. Nobody does. But you're allowed to put nekudos in, vowels, if it'll make it easier for the Baal Koreh, right? You're allowed to put designs, put the brachas in at the beginning of the Megillah. The Gemara says Megillah is called an igeres and a sefer. That's the Gemara in Megillah. And what exactly does that mean? So Rav Zsolti develops a beautiful idea with many rayas, that Megillas Esther is, you can say this in two ways. It's the transitionary book between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. It's Torah Shebalpeh that was included in the canon. Or it's Torah Shebichsav that has some elements of Torah Shebalpeh, whichever way you say it. It's somewhere in the middle. And that's why it doesn't have the same level of Kedushas Ksav as the rest of Tanakh. But it does have some. Remember the Hava Mina in Megillah, Daf Dalet? The Hava Mina that instead of reading the Megillah, you could learn. Right? Lishanosa Bayom. So the Talmidim thought that meant you could learn about Megillah in the morning. Kamash, no, you have to read it again. Lishanosa means to read it again. What was the Hava Mina? To learn it. If you say that the Megillah itself, Ba Mahuta, is Torah Shebal Peh, but it was just canonized, into Tanakh, it has a little bit of a a little bit of both. More than any other sefer in all of Tanakh, we darshan. We darshan Maseches Megillah. If you look in the second half of the first parak, almost every pasuk. What does that teach me? We go through every pasuk. We go through every single. There's no other sefer like that where we take every pasuk and darshan it. Again, maybe to emphasize the Torah Shebaal Peh nature of the sefer. Again, there are other rayas to this. But that's in terms of Megillah's Atzeh. We try to hear every word the Gemara says in terms of Nagu, like Rabbi Meir, by Megillah's Esther, and Be'erevin, V'tainet Sibur, Nahagu Agol, Rabbi Meir. Mr. Baruch Helik Beis. By Tainet Sibur, by Erevin, in our case, and Shitofen Mavui, and Tainet Sibur, the Minag Olam is like Rabbi Meir as well. And that is, if you remember, it has to do with Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim, when do you do Birchas Kohanim? The three-way Machlokas Tanoim. We don't do Birchas Kohanim usually by Mincha because of the fact that the Kohanim might have drunk something and the Shasui is not allowed to Duchen. So we said three different Shitas. Is that true? So you never have it except by Shachmas and Musaf? Or do you also have it by Ne'ilah because there's no reason to be Gozer? Or you don't have it by Mincha because by other Minchas? So again, that's also a three-way Machlokas Tanoim. And we paskin like Rabbi Meir that by Rabbi Meir holds that by Mincha and by Ne'ilah there is Ne'ilas, there is Nesias Kapayim. Remember, there's some lahalacha that hold that Bizmanazeh on a Tainus Sibur we do there's different minhagim, but some shuls do Berchas Kohanim by a late Mincha and not by an early Mincha because by an early Mincha that's really parallel to other Minchas and where it goes there just like by other Minchas of the year. We don't do it because Shema Shasa, so too by today. But a late Mincha, which can be looked at as a parallel to Ne'ilah, so then that would be allowed by Mincha Katana and not by Mincha Gedola. Remember the Sefer Charedim, the Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim quotes the Sefer Charedim that there's not only a mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim on the Kohen, there's a mitzvah on the Yisrael to be Misbarech al Yedei HaKohanim. There's a mitzvah to take part in the mitzvah, and that's why there's panim upon him, and there's the idea to try to be part of Birchas Kohanim, that's part of the mitzvah. Shenis barech al yedei hakohanim. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Lazar af al gav Rabbi Meir amar yesh lo bitul rishus. Even though Rabbi Meir holds that there is a concept of bitul rishus, as we discussed, relinquishing one's rights in an area, but in our Mishnah, he wasn't Mevadal Rishus, as we see in the Seifa of the Mishnah, where there's a limit, there's Asurin B'mavui. So, Avagadar Meir, Omer Yeshlo B'tar Rishus, Mode, Shimshacha Achana Mehem Lo Irev Shu Nismach Al Shitufa. But as we said before, in the Mishnah, Rav Meir is Mode, that if somebody forgot to take part in the Erev, the Shituf covers him. The Shituf is more inclusive, and the one person forgot in the Erev, you have a shituf and an eruv that covers him. Why? Man isle al yedei eruv al yedei shituf lo Rabbi Meir. Isn't it Rabbi Meir who says you need both? Rabbi Meir amar de eruv al yedei shituf. So why is it that if one person forgot the eruv, we would still allow it? Amar le ma at mashkach alayu hilchas eruvin. The issue is forgetting hilchas eruvin. And if everybody did an eruv, just one person forgot, we're not worried that that's going to cause problems. And therefore, in the case of the Mishnah, it would be okay. Chazal often, or numerous times, but often, try to make sure that there are certain things that we don't forget. Shlo tishtakach, Torah's Erevin, there's a discussion, whether if you only have pasul dalin minim, should you take the dalin minim on Sukkos? Just, shlo tishtakach, right? You don't want to go a year or two, whatever it is, without any dalin minim. What if you only have a lemon? Right? You only have, something else. So there's a concept of not making a brach on it, but shlo tishtakach. Because Chazal didn't want us to forget. Right? And more well known is the concept of Zecha LeMikdash. Right? Chazal did not want us to forget the base of Mikdash already very early after the Churban. They realized, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Bishas HaChurban, and he made 9 laws, because he knew it was going to be a long time. It was going to be a long time, and he knew the Beis HaMikdash. He lived Bizman HaMikdash, right? But he knew that if you don't live Bizman, you're not going to remember. So he described Mishnayos and Sukkah, Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah, described the 9 takanos that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made to remember the Beis HaMikdash. We've quoted the Brisker Rav and Rav Soloveitchik, who quote that maybe there's something deeper about Zeichel HaMikdash, because if you look in the two Gemaras, Babasra Daf Samach and Sukkah Mem Aleph, there are different psukim quoted for Zeichel HaMikdash. If you look in the last Amud in Cheskas Abatim, that's where we have it, Meshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini, right, and then the Zeichel HaMikdash about putting ashes on the head of a chassan and leaving an amalama in one's house unpainted, and all the halachas of the roots of the halachas of the 9 days and Rosh Chodesh Av and the Shur Shachabo. That's not mentioned exactly here, but the idea of that, of not eating meat, not drinking wine, it's all mentioned here. But if you look in Sukkah Mem Aleph, a different pasuk is quoted, right? When it talks there about shaking a lulav all 7 days outside the Beis HaMikdash, right? Even though Midaraisa is only 1 day, but the Gemara says there, Minalan da Avdin and Zechel Mikdash, Amrab Yochanan da Amar Kra, Kiala Ruchalach, Omimakosayach Erpaech, Numashem, Kinitha Nikaralach, Tzion hi, Doresh Einla. There's Tzion and nobody's seeking out Tzion. Doresh Einla, Michal de Boedrisha. If nobody's seeking her out, it must be, it sounds like that we should be seeking out Tzion and thinking about the Beis HaMikdash. So the Soloveitchiks, let's say it that way, asked, no, so why is it two psukim? Why is it Tzioni Darish Ein La and Meshkachech Yerushalayim? So he said, if you get two different feels from the Gemaras, and it's two different concepts of Zecher LeMikdash. We might call it Zecher LeChorban HaMikdash and Zecher LeBinyan HaMikdash. Right? One's a din of Avelus, one's a din of hope and future focused. Right? The Baba Basu, Meshkachech Yerushalayim, that's an Avelus halacha. And that's a sad halacha, so to speak. And that's has to do with Zeichel LeChorban HaMikdash. Remember, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and you have to do simanim, certain nihukim of Avelus. But shaking a lulav all 7 days, nothing sad about that. Right? Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser. Right? On the day of the Chadash, I'm not allowed to eat it the whole day, because next year, I don't want to get mixed up with eating Chadash on the morning of. That's talking about future. That's talking about getting ready for the Mikdash. The fact that we wash our hands before we eat bread. Why? Because in the days of the Beis HaMikdash with Truma and the Kohen, and so everybody washes their hands, only bread, because that's the staple. That's not Zecher LeChorban. Right? That's Tzion HaDorash Ein La. Right? Anything that we do to get ready for Meheri Bada Beis HaMikdash, that's more of a positive, and that's Zecher LeBinyan. So again, that's another example of, where Chazal, instituted laws, because they don't want us to forget certain important concepts. So, Eruv, according to Chazal, is an important concept, even though the whole Erevin is Durabanan, right? Many communities nowadays do not know anything about the Malacha of Hotza'ah, because if you grow up with an Erev, so then that Malacha doesn't really come up. So Shema, okay, so no Malacha of Hotza'ah. But Erev here, Chazal wanted to make sure. Okay, Rav Acha v'Rav Eila, continuing. So really, Gemara says now, in the rule that we just said about Rabbi Meir, what did Meir hold? You need Erev Chatzeres and Shita Mavos. And even if you have an Erev Chatzeres, you still have to make a Shita Mavos. So really, there are two formulations, Rav Acha and Rav Eila, about, within Rabbi Meir Shita, and the Gemara is going to say, Yei Bakachad Minhon. Really, only one of their explanations work with our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? If one guy forgot to take part of the Erev Chatzeres, it's okay. Right? Because you're covered with the Shita Mavos. And you're not going to forget Shalot Tashachech, Torah's Erev, because everybody made an Erev. You just got one guy that forgot. So that whole explanation only works according to one of the following. Yeba kechad minho. The chad minho namar one explained the following, that if you would only put an Erev and not a Shitav, right? You put an Erev, all the chatzeros with each other, so amar shema yech lechatzer shetet sricha Shitav, because then maybe somebody might go to another area, to a chatzer that wouldn't need a Shitav. What chad of chatzer does not need a Shitav? What's a rogeles? From the word ragil. If you have a chatzer that 99% of the time goes through one doorway, out to this alleyway, not to the other alleyway, so we say you only need a shitav with that side, and not the other side. Because the other side is not really connected to you, you never really go out that side. Right? And that's what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains. So that side doesn't need shitav. So let's say somebody's going to go to a place that doesn't need a shitav. And he'll see that they're doing an erev and not a shitav. And he'll think, oh, I guess you always need just one or the other. You could do an erev without a shita, because shita without a mavli. And therefore, that's the chash according to number one. According to this approach, it doesn't seem to be any exceptions. There's no exception, meaning you always have to do an erev and a shita because, you know, you're going to forget. So maybe no exceptions. Even if one person might have not taken part in the erev, doesn't sound like from this explanation that there would be any flexibility. But for Harana Amar, the other pshat is Shema Yelach L'Chaser Shekfar Shitev. Maybe a person will go to a chaser where they already made a shituf. He just didn't know that they made a shituf. V'hu roeh osan, add in a word, lo ma'arvin v'lo mishtatvin. And he'll see that they're not doing anything. Right? If you say one works without the other, then maybe they made the shituf, but he wouldn't realize they made the shituf. Because again, shituf, you could use a barrel of wine, which might last for weeks and weeks. Chatzer, it seems like in those days, they used to make an new Erev Chatzeres every week. Remember one of the Amorim, you know, ate it on Friday night. Nowadays, we use matzah, not challah, so it's going to last. But in this case, maybe he's going to see they did nothing. But afu lo Erev lo mishatev. So therefore, he's going to come and not do anything with Erev and Shituf. But according to that explanation, if there is a Shituf and there is an Erev and just one person forgot, so then, l'chora, there wouldn't be a chash of forgetting. Period. Okay, we continue. Pshita, according to the Rabbanan, not Rabbi Meir, according to the Rabbanan, that if you do, let's say a shitaf, you don't need Erev. You don't need Erev, because that's more inclusive. Pshita, ma'arvin b'chatzeros b'shavim b'mavli. Fine l'chadchilo, you can do both. Erev and shitaf. Ma'arvin b'chatzeros, imratzu l'shtatef b'mavli. What does that mean? If you make the Erev chatzeros, if you want to use that Erev to cover your mavli, Ein mishtatvin. That you can't do because the shita, the mavui is more inclusive. It's the larger area. Vim mishtatvu b'mavui, but the other way, if you made a shita mavos, imratzu la'arif, if you wanted to be somich on that for your erev chatzeros ma'arvin, then you can. That's the rabbanan shita. Vitzni, and we learned in the brayso, ma'arvin mishtatvu ka'achazir meir. Meir says you gotta do both. V'cham omrim, ma'arvin mechatzeros mishtatvu b'mavui. No, one can work sometimes. Which way? Which direction? In ma'arvin b'chatzeros, if each chatzer made their own eriv, mutar b'chatzeros b'asher b'mavui, then it's mutar in each chatzer, but asher the mavui. V'im nishtatvu b'mavui, but if they then made a shita mavos, mutar kad v'kan, and then it's mutar. They don't have to make an eriv chatzeros with each other, as long as they make the shita mavos again. And there are differences in halacha. You might say, what's the difference? If it wants to be the shita, does that function like the Erev Chatzeros? There are differences in halacha between what you're allowed to use for the shita, what you're allowed to use for the Erev. Amar Lahen, or Meir says back to them in this brisa, Afata Mishachin al later Hilchas Erevin. Are you going to forget Hilchas Erevin if you just do the shita but not the Erev? And what would their abundant answer back to that? Shita and Erev are kind of like the same thing. So if you do a shita, you're not forgetting Torah's Erev. Therefore, it's okay. We're not so concerned about that. Period. Okay, so the last line of the Mishnah said, Shamavu l'chatzeres k'chatzel abatim. A mavui, an alleyway, is to yards as a yard is to houses. Kama chatzeres yu b'mavui. So we've had these gemaras before. What's the minimum structure? How many yards into a mavui? And how many houses into a chatzer? Four shitas in the gemara. Rav Shmuel traveyon amen yipachas bishtayim. Rav Shmuel say, you need 2 yards. 2 yards going into the alleyway. You can have 1 house in each yard. There's no minimum. As long as you have 2 yards, with let's say 1 house going into each yard. No, even if you have no houses, you just have 2 yards. 2 yards, no diras in there, that's good enough to be called for the structure of chatzeros and shituf. Even if you have any type of residential structure, on any side, you have a chatzer, you have a bias, anything. Rav Nachman bar Yaakov boy, mavui yepachat b'shtei chatzeros, chatzer yepachat b'shtei batim. The most chamer shita. You have to have at least 2 yards, and each yard, you have to have at least 2 houses. Right? That's the structure. Mavui. Okay. Mavui, and that's what we hold. Mavui she'er kovarach bo shavei no niter balechi v'kora. We had lepasim kechatzer. We had earlier. The whole idea of a mavui, there's a kula there. Remember, by a chatzer, which is more private, you need to enclose it in a more private way. You need a pas, you need a board. So when are you allowed to use the heter of just putting a lechi or a korah, or the horizontal or the vertical beam? So says the Gemara, only if the length is a little bit more than the width. Because then that would be called a alleyway, a driveway. But if it's square exactly, that's called a chatzer. You have to treat it like a chatzer. Right? That's what he says. Erkel v'rach moshava. Inu nita b'lach v'kara pasuk b'chad. That's known as a chatzer. Shmuel shal rav kama ye erkel yotar rach. Well, how much longer does one side have to be treated like a mavui? V'omer la kol shu, any tiny amount. Any tiny amount, which I assume is most chatzeros. Most alleys. Hachin daira b'arad Yisrael m'rabban. Because the chatzers in Eretz Yisrael were perfectly square. And therefore you have to be machalik between the chatzers and the mavui. So as long as it's not perfectly square, it is okay. And one can rely on the heterim of the mavui. Amar, let's do one more line. Amar Reb Yosef, Adan Ataman, Reb Yosef says, while I was still in Bavel, Shamas called Reb Yehuda, Shalish, while I heard Reb Yehuda asking from Shmuel, three different things, but the third one has to do with us. But three different halachas, let's just do the first one. Hifrish Shiklov Ameis. If somebody is mafrish his machzis ha-shekel, and then he dies, what do you do with that machzis ha-shekel? Because machzis ha-shekel, we know it contributes to the carbon of sibur, and ain't kapara l'meisim, right? So if you give that machzis ha-shekel to the carbonus that we're going to use for the carbon musaf, or is that a problem? So what do you do with the shekel when the person died? Amar le yipul nadava. You're right. Don't use it for the regular carbon of sibur. It falls into the pot of voluntary carbonus when the Beis HaMikdash is going a little slow in the summer and not too many carbonus there. You can bring carbonus with this money. So that's the first question that was asked from Rav Yehuda to Shmuel. Remember, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and then a Talmud of Shmuel. So this is the first question that Rav Yosef heard. We'll get to the second and the third question, Mother Shem, next time. Okay, we'll stop here.